her memory.
This is the North American broadcast of Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, and its Magazine of the Air.
It was 5 years ago this week that our much-loved colleague Olga Santova died at the age of 71. As a child, she had spent most of World War II in New York, which was where she picked up her perfect East Side English. Olga became one of the most familiar voices of Radio Prague's English broadcasts during the political thaw of the 1960s, and she was also among the radio journalists who managed to carry on broadcasting secretly during the Soviet invasion of 1968.
We are transmitting in the 49-meter band on 6.055 megacycles. However, since this frequency is being jammed, please tune us in by turning slightly to the right or left of this position on your radio dial.
Many years later, Olga remembered back to that time.
A group of us managed, thanks to the technicians who helped us, and wouldn't have been possible without them, managed to concentrate in one of the radio buildings outside this main building, and for practically 2 weeks we did broadcast from there the true story of what was going on. So that, I think, was probably the most glorious part of Radio Prague.
After the invasion, Olga's job at the radio was increasingly under threat, and she was forced to leave at the end of 1970. But just before being sacked, she did get the opportunity to cover an international music festival in Bratislava, where she recorded a brief interview with a youthful Cliff Richard.
Mr. Richard, when I tried to get to you a little while ago, I nearly knocked over. How do you keep from getting knocked over by fans?
Well, I'm afraid I have to just be a little bit faster than they are.
Is it hard work?
No, not really, because they're very understanding here. In England, they pester you all the time for autographs. And unfortunately, I can see some of the fans looking at me through the window now. I would like to sign the autographs, but I just don't have the time at the moment.
After she was thrown out of the radio, Olga was not allowed anywhere near a microphone for nearly 20 years.
I couldn't do anything that was connected with English. Mm. I sold fruit and vegetables, I knitted sweaters and so on and so forth. So I was going to retire the first day I possibly could. And instead, I came back to radio. And I felt I had to make up for all those years, and I've been doing my best to do so.
It was with great enthusiasm that Olga returned to Radio Prague after the fall of communism, and she made a huge contribution to our programme, showing more energy than many people half her age. Not long before she died, we asked Olga whether she felt bitter about the many years she lost.
I wouldn't say I was bitter. You know, partially one questions oneself if you're really honest. Tears yourself, how much was all of this my own fault? Those political events didn't just fall upon us from up above. We made many mistakes ourselves, we made many errors. If you want to be honest, you have to start wondering how much we caused ourselves.
Olga Santova died on August the 8th, 2003, after a long battle with cancer. She was working right up to a few days before she died. I'll end with a brief extract from a programme Olga made with the BBC's Rosie Goldsmith in the early 1990s about the fine art of making Czech dumplings, something at which Olga was extremely adept.
Here's the pork, fresh from the oven.
Smells good.
So, we can sit down and eat.
And what are we supposed to drink with the pork and the cabbage and the knedlíky?
Only one thing possible. Beer. Czech beer, of course.
Of course, of course.
So, there we are, and all I have to do now is say Dobrou chuť, which is the Czech for bon appétit.
Dobrou chuť.
Dobrou chuť.